Welcome to Money Mastery with your host, Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. Achieving financial confidence means understanding how to navigate market changes, plan for retirement, and make smart money decisions. Money Mastery is here to guide you with strategies, insights, and tools designed to help you pursue your financial goals. Now let's get started with Money Mastery with your host, Amanda.
Hello and welcome to Money Mastery. My name is Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows or to subscribe to our program on either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. So today we're talking about something brand new, and depending upon your family situation, potentially very significant. We're talking about Trump accounts. We're a federally tax-advantaged savings vehicle for children created under that One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which President Trump signed into law in July of 2025. Accounts just opened for funding on July 4th of this year, and there's already been a remarkable amount of interest from families across the country. So for the first part of today's conversation, we'll be drawing from a Kiplinger article titled, The GOP Trump Account for Savings, Your Funding Starts Soon. And later on in our show, we'll bring in some content from the IRS source pages covering the One Big Beautiful Bill provisions, which includes official figures on enrollment and pilot contributions. And as usual, I'm very glad to have my co-host Jacqueline here for me today.
Well, thank you, Amanda. And oh, I'm excited. And I'll be honest here. I mean, when I first heard Trump accounts, I really was not sure what to make of it. I mean, what? It's a new name, a new vehicle, and there's a lot of noise around it. But the more I've read, the more interesting the underlying structure is. So let's start at the very beginning. What exactly is a Trump account, Amanda, and where did it come from?
So this is actually a great place to start. So a Trump account, also called as a 530A account, after the sector of the tax code that created it, is a tax-deferred savings account designed specifically for children under 18. So the IRS classifies it as a traditional IRA, but it operates under its own designated rules during the child's first 18 years. So the idea behind it all is entirely new. So Democrats have proposed similar concepts before, most notable Senator Cory Brooks' baby bonds proposal, which also featured $1,000 seed money for newborns. But the proposal was a government funded and means tested. It never gained the bipartisan support needed to become a law. So the Trump account takes a whole different approach here. So it's a contributed fund broadly accessible regarding income and built around market participation. So that all started as supporters framed it as producing the next generation of investors. So here's the basic structure here. A parent, legal guardian, or another authorized adult opens and manages the accounts on the child's behalf. The child is the owner of the account, but they have no access to the funds until they turn 18. So during that entire window from birth until December 31st of the year before the child turns 18, money goes in, it grows tax deferred, and it stays put.
Well, Amanda, let's go further into that. And what exactly does tax deferred mean in this context?
So it means that the account grows without being taxed year to year, which is a very meaningful advantage over a standard taxable account, but is not tax-free in the same way as a Roth account is. So taxes become due when distributions are taken, similar to how a traditional IRA works. But there's a Roth conversion opportunity after age 18 that changes that picture very significantly, which we'll get into a little bit later on. But one structure note here that you have to take into account is during those first 18 years, investments are restricted to broad U.S. equity index funds or ETFs, which expense ratios are 0.10% or less. So no sector funds, no leverage funds, no bonds. The account is designed for long-term growth, and honestly, low-cost index investing has a strong track record over time horizons. So the restriction keeps the account very focused.
Well, and that structure makes sense. And I understand that these accounts have already attracted significant attention even before the official July 4th opening.
So significance is an understatement. So according to the IRS article, One Big Beautiful Bill provisions, 4 million children have already been enrolled, and 1 million of those families have already filed to claim the $1,000 federal pilot contribution. So 4 million children in a matter of months isn't just a niche concept. It's a mainstream financial topic that families are actively talking about. Accounts are held at BNY, which Treasury designated as a financial agent for these programs, which Robinhood serving as the broker, the account types or the Trump account app built by the two together is available now through the App Store and Google Play and is the easiest way to get enrolled. And that July 4th launch date was intentional because of its 225th anniversary date of the Declaration of Independence.
Woohoo. I mean, let's talk about who qualifies though, Amanda. Who can open one of these, and are there any restrictions on the eligibility?
So eligibility is very broad, which is one of the appealing features of this particular vehicle. The child must be under 18, a U.S. citizen, and have a Social Security number. So at least one parent must have a valid Social Security number or an individual taxpayer identification number, and that's it. So there's no income limit, no means tested, no phase out like you'll see in the IRA contribution or the Roth IRA contribution. If your child meets those basic criteria, they're eligible. So for those who can actually open the account, the IRS lays out specific priority order for authorized individuals. So legal guardians come first, then a parent, then an adult sibling, then a grandparent. So for those authorized individuals, you must open the account on or before December 31st of the year in which the child turns 17. And only one Trump account is allowed per child at any given time. So throughout, rollovers to a new account at any different institution are permitted.
Well, now, Amanda, the $1,000 pilot contribution is what most people are hearing about first, truly. I mean, can you walk us through that, particularly who gets it and maybe how?
So absolutely. So each child born between January 1st of 2025 and December 31st of 2028 qualify for a one-time $1,000 deposit directly from the federal government. But here's a crucial piece that a lot of families are missing. It is not automatic. So the way you do it is very simple. So you download the Trump Accounts app on the Apple Store or Google Play, or you go to trumpaccounts.gov. You can also elect it when you file your federal tax return using the IRS form 4547. So any of those three paths actually get you that $1,000. This is one of the most important action items for any family with a child born in that 2025 to 2028 window. So don't assume it happens on your own. You must choose it, and you want to do it sooner rather than later.
So what you're saying is don't assume, be proactive. I mean, that's a great philosophy for parts of our financial lives, Amanda.
So I think that's a great perspective here. So now let's put that $1,000 in a long-term context, because the compounding math is actually worth understanding. So let's just say hypothetical 6% average annual return. These are projections, not guarantees, but that $1,000 alone with zero additional contribution could grow to roughly $2,900 by the time that child actually turns 18. So if you keep it invested to age 40, and you're actually looking at approximately $10,300. By the age 59 and a half, that single $1,000 seed deposit could be worth roughly about $32,000. That's a power of actually starting early, even with a modest amount. So it's also worth knowing that that pilot contribution doesn't count against that annual $5,000 contribution limit. And it's actually excluded from the child's income. So it doesn't increase their tax basis. It's actually generally free money, but only if you go and get it.
Well, and that's just the baseline. I mean, what happens when families start adding contributions on top of that, Amanda?
So that number changes dramatically. So that annual contribution limit is $5,000, indexed for inflation after 2027. So these are actually after-tax contributions. So they don't reduce your taxable income in any way on your 401k contribution like they would. But anyone can contribute to a on a child's behalf. Parents, grandparents, other family members, even friends. So employees can also contribute up to $2,500 per year per child of any employee. So employee contribution counts towards that $5,000 contribution limit annually. So if any employer puts in $2,500, the family can actually add another $2,500 on top of that each and every year. So that on the employee side, those contributions can exclude from the employee's federal taxable income, which is a meaningful benefit for families whose employees offer this.
Well, there's also a category called qualified general contributions. Isn't that right, Amanda?
Yes, but for those from charities or government entities, they don't really count against that $5,000 limit. So that's actually a category where you actually see that private foundation contribution on behalf of a qualifying class of a child. It is a family maxes out at $5,000 per year from birth through age 17. Plus, this actually claims a $1,000 pilot contribution. The account could grow at approximately $157,400 by the time they're age 18 at that hypothetical 6% rate of return. But by age 40, around $567,000. And by age 59 and a half, it could approximately be $1.77 million. And again, those are all projections based on hypothetical rate of return with no withdrawals. But they are illustrations based upon what time and consistency of those contributions and where you start at birth. So a couple ways of going through these contributions would be the annual deadline is December 31st, not April 15th, the way the IRA contributions work. There's no extended window and contributions stop permanently on December 31st of the year before the child actually turns 18. So one more heads up for anyone contributing to a Trump account like parents, grandparents, family members, there's actually an open question right now in how contributions react with standard gift tax rules. And that actually depends on how this gets resolved. A Form 709 filing could potentially come into play here. So the IRS guideline is still evolving on this. So it's a good reason to loop in your financial services professional before you start writing checks. So that workaround is to gift the money into a custodial account first, then transfer to the Trump account. That's a detail worth discussing with a tax professional before writing any checks or moving forward.
Good point, Amanda. Well, before we get into the age 18 decisions, let's give out your contact information.
So, of course, give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net to schedule a complimentary consultation. And here's why that matters in the context of today's show. So that Trump accounts are new, the rules are real nuances, and the decision families make in the early years, like how much to contribute, what strategies to pursue at age 18. Now that fits alongside of the 529 or any other savings plan. It can actually provide significant long-term impact. That's why that kind of conversation can help you moving forward.
All right, Amanda. Well, let's talk about the age 18 moment because, you know, that's where the real planning decisions truly live.
So it's actually a real pivoting moment. At age 18, the account transitions fully to the child. So the investment restrictions are actually lifted and they can now choose how they want to invest in whatever they want to. So not just broad index funds, and they have several options of what they can do with the account itself. So they can actually keep it in that Trump account, treating it just like a traditional IRA moving forward, or they can roll it to a traditional IRA. They can actually convert it to a Roth IRA, or they can withdraw the funds subject to applicable taxes and in some cases penalties. So on the other side, qualified distributions, the Kiplinger notes that withdrawals can be used for higher education expenses and first-time home purchases up to $10,000. So there's also provisions for specific situations like a natural disaster related cost, expenses around birth or adoption of a child, for example. But any non-qualified withdrawals before the age of 59 and a half are actually subject to a 10% early withdrawal penalty. So similar to how a traditional IRA works. So the account has flexibility at the distribution end, but it rewards patience.
Well, you mentioned the Roth conversation or the Roth conversion earlier, Amanda. I mean, walk us through that, because I think that's where the piece most advisors are really going to want to understand deeply.
So it's a strategy generally that most decisions among financial services professional and with good reason. Here's how it actually works. So at age 18, the child can convert the entire Trump account balance to a Roth IRA. So that conversion is a taxable event, and ordinary income taxes are owed on the amount converted. But if the parent is actually covering that tax bill out of pocket, the entire account balance moves into a Roth and then compounds tax-free for the rest of that child's life. So no taxes on further growth, no taxes on qualified withdrawals in retirement. So let's actually put some numbers behind this. So a max funded account with the pilot contribution could be worth approximately $157,400 at age 18. So if that actually gets converted to a Roth at age 18 and continues to grow at that time with hypothetical 6% rate of return, it could approach $1.77 million by age 59 and a half, potentially all tax-free. So that's a generational wealth building opportunity that simply does not exist before this legislation.
Wow. Well, Amanda, I'm guessing there's a lot of nuance with the timing, though.
Indeed, there is. So if the child is actually still subject to kiddie tax rules at the time of conversion, which means their unearned income above a certain threshold gets taxed at the parent's marginal rate of return rate rather than the child's, converting too early could result in a larger tax bill than expected. So the general guidance is to time the conversion for after the child has established financial independence and being taxed at their own rate. So for many 18-year-olds, that rate could be lower, which is actually another argument for converting sooner rather than later, but is calculated depending upon the child's individual circumstances and is actually the kind of thing that an advisor model should be able to show you on when to pull that trigger. So one more thing to actually flag here is for a child with a qualified disability, that Trump account can be rolled over to a 529A ABLE account, which at the rollover window is limited to the year the child actually turns 17. It is a one-time opportunity, and families in that situation need to have it on their radar well in advance.
Well, let's zoom out for a second here, Amanda. I mean, how does a Trump account fit alongside the savings vehicles that families are already using, like those 529s, the UTMAs, maybe a custodial Roth?
The consistent guidance from a financial advisor professional in that Trump accounts are not about replacing any existing vehicle. Which tool has a different job, and understanding those differences can actually help qualify and clarify where those Trump accounts actually fit. So a 529 plan is purpose built for education. So contributions grow tax-free when used for qualified educational expenses. And many states actually offer deduction for that contribution. It's a strong vehicle if educational funding is the primary purpose here. So an UTMA or UGMA custodial account offers the most flexibility with no contribution limits and no restrictions on what that money is actually used for. But earnings are taxed annually. There's no tax deferral. And a Trump account wins on the tax treatment side compared to the UTMA. So a child-owned Roth IRA is another comparison point. It offers tax-free growth and a tax-free qualified withdrawal, the same as the converted Trump account, but a Roth IRA requires that the child to have actually earned income. So a 10-year-old with no job can't contribute to a Roth IRA. A Trump account has no earned income requirement. That's what makes it accessible from day one from birth.
Okay, so in practice, what's the framework, Amanda?
So cover the college savings needs to have that 529 plan. Address near-term flexibility with the UTMA if needed. And then layer it with that Trump account as a long-term game plan. So generational wealth vehicle. For clients who have those others' bases covered, a Trump account, because the nature of it, can help you build on that generational wealth. So beware if you're in California, Hawaii, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Wisconsin, plan to have a tax annual tax Trump account earnings at that state level. So details are actually evolving. So check with that tax prior if you reside in one of those states. That federal tax benefit still applies in those states, but the full net return picture actually looks a little bit different. So it may be worth running those numbers with your financial services professional before moving forward.
Well, and where does a financial services professional fit into all of this? I mean, this big picture, because as you mentioned, Amanda, clients can open these accounts on their own by just downloading the app.
So that's exactly right. So the account opening itself is accessible. So a parent can go to trumpaccounts.gov or download the app, file form 4547, and get an account established. What they can't do on their own is everything that comes after. So modeling the Roth conversion timing, navigating the kiddie tax rules, and figuring out the optimization window for the child's specific situation, interacting that Trump account into that client's overall financial plan alongside of their 529, their UTMA, or their own retirement accounts, thinking through the potential gift taxing implication for contributions, or flagging that state level tax picture for clients in those several states. None of that happens with Robinhood or BNY. So you want to make sure that you're working with a financial services professional can kind of help you through those. And then there's also that age 18 handoff itself moment. So when it's actually really planning for an event as much as an account transition, an 18-year-old suddenly is in full control of what could be a six-figure account, and they need guidance on their options. So do they convert in this window? Do they roll it over to traditional IRA? Do they actually take advantage of distributions for a qualified expense? What is the tax consequence of each path? What does the right move look like? And given their income, their plan, or their long-term growth, that's not a decision a teenager should be making in isolation.
So Amanda, remind us of some of the data from the IRS.
So according to the IRS, 4 million children are already enrolled. That's 4 million families who are already going to have the question over the coming years about annual contribution, about the Roth conversion, about how it all fits together. So working with a financial services professional can help answer many of those questions.
Well, let's do a quick recap before we go here, Amanda. You know, Trump accounts are a new federally tax advantaged savings vehicle for children under 18, created under Section 530A of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. They're open for funding as of July 4th, 2026. Contributions grow tax deferred and are capped at $5,000 per year, index for inflation after 2027. Children born between 2025 and 2028 may qualify for a one-time $1,000 federal pilot contribution, but parents must opt in using the IRS form 4547 or at trumpaccounts.gov. No withdrawals are allowed before age 18. At 18, children or the child can keep the account, roll it into a traditional IRA, convert it into a Roth, or withdraw funds subject to the applicable taxes. The Roth conversion at 18, with parents covering the tax bill, is a strategy generated for most interest among financial planners. Trump accounts are additive to existing savings vehicles like the 529s and the UPMAs, not a replacement for them. Seven states plan to tax annual earnings at the state level, and final IRS guidance on certain specifics is still pending.
So, Jacqueline, you did an amazing job on that summary. So if any of today's conversation is raising questions about your own financial situation or your client's situation, we'd love to talk you through it. So give us a call at 919-342-7715 or visit us online at www.aspiremoneymanagement.net to schedule a complimentary consultation. We'll see you next week on another episode of Money Mastery. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Money Mastery with Amanda Mangum from Aspire Money Management. If you're ready to take the next step toward a stronger financial future, contact Amanda and her team today at 919-342-7715 or visit aspiremoneymanagement.net. Be sure to tune in next week for more financial strategies and insights right here on Money Mastery.